Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. The delegation of Nicaragua finds it an honor to bring you the greetings of our head of government. We wish to commend the work done by the subsidiary bodies, their coordinators, and the moderators of the sessions that have been held over the past 3 weeks, overcoming the inconveniences, and also considering all of the technical and logistical problems. We believe that we have overcome the pandemic. In order to overcome the pandemic, we must adopt a model of civilization defending Mother Earth, which has a cosmocentric vision, protecting all of Mother Earth. We must replace this anthropocentric vision that we have at the moment. Nicaragua is concerned about the scarce progress made in this sessions relating to climate financing, and also relating to loss and damage. We believe that there must be financing from developed countries pursuant to the Paris Agreement. There must be full implementation of this. And we want to see $1 billion by 2030. We also restate that ambition must include the ambition of adaptation, and we must see leadership and financing as the Paris Agreement provides for. We must accelerate negotiations on a new quantified collective goal for 2025. And there must be appropriate financing rapidly. We reject the position of some developed countries that aim to begin negotiation for long-term financing. Nicaragua insists that we must see implementation of action pursuant to the Kyoto Protocol, and we must look to the Paris Agreement commitments. We consider that there must be new financing mechanisms for the Paris Agreement, and contributions must be maintained to the Adaptation Fund to help developing countries to meet the cost of adaptation. We must focus on particular groups, women and girls, indigenous peoples, rural community, amongst others. Unilateral coercive measures are illegal, and these are actually compounding the devastating effects of climate change.